Hey, this is Neil Burns from Draw the Line. You're listening to Monday Night Talk on WATD. I'm back in the saddle again, baby.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And joining us right now, this is actually the first time that we have this state rep on with us. She represents Brockton and I think a part of West Bridgewater and I think a part of East Bridgewater. We have Christine Canavan joining us. How are you, Representative Canavan?
I'm fine, thank you, and thank you for inviting me. Actually, I have all of West Bridgewater. You know, I have to say I've been redistricted three times. I've had a piece of Bridgewater, I've had a piece of Easton, and now I have the lovely Precinct 1 in East Bridgewater.
Now, do you still have Easton, or has that been changed?
Nope, that was taken away from me.
All right, and then Claire, I think you have another representative that has that, correct?
Yes, I think they gave an extra precinct back to Claire Cronin, I think, who was a fantastic lady, and I think Sean O'Connell picked up one. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, before we kind of get things started, there's a little bittersweet news, from what I understand, is that you are not going to seek a 12th term this year.
No, I have to announce I will not be seeking the 12th term. I'm in my 22nd year now, and I decided last year and told the speaker last January that it was going to be my last term, and he said, don't tell anybody, but I wanted to announce early to give people the opportunity to get their committees together. I think that's only fair, but the basic reason is I am making a career change, and there's so many things I want to do in my life that I have three things I'm going to pursue, and I'm dearly hoping to be able to go back to work as a nurse part-time and have some contact with patients. I am hoping very much for that, and it's going to be kind of hard. I don't know who will hire me after I've done nothing but rip the healthcare system apart for 22 years. And then I hope to volunteer at the Adult Learning Center. And very truthfully and very honestly, I am pursuing the ministry in the Methodist Church.
I have to ask you, what do you feel during your service to the district? What do you feel are some of the things that you help champion and bring to the district and help the state be able to accomplish? What are some of your accomplishments while in office?
The very first one, the very first year in 1993, the Education Reform Bill. I think when you look at, there's been many things, but good for the city, but when you look at the money and the way education was funded and changed, I think that was the biggest and the best thing that happened for Brockton, because we all obviously had the lawsuits, and I think that's done wonders for our school system. And, I always talk about institutional knowledge, and there's not many people within the state house, in the House right now, and maybe even in the Senate, that remember that because they weren't there. And so when they start to talk about, Brockton gets too much money, or we're going to do this, or we're going to do that, I just go over to them. I say, go ahead. I say, it was a lawsuit. It was a decision that was made. I say, if you don't understand that and want to find that out, because they get very jealous about the Brockton's money. And I say, give it a shot, because we'll just reopen the lawsuit. So leave it alone. And then, let me think. I know that we've done our very, very best to help the city with any kind of funds that it needs to keep the Council on Aging going, to keep the library system going, and then youth bill. I want to say that within the city of Brockton, when they wanted to bring youth bill here, they needed money, and I loved the idea, and I've been a champion of that since they started, and every year I've worked with Timothy Toomey from Cambridge, and we have gotten the best amount of money that we can possibly get for youth build, and I think that's been a big thing also for the city.
I have to ask, who do you see as possible suitors to kind of pick up from where you're going, who might run for the seat?
I have some ideas. Well, we know that there's an established Republican candidate out of West Bridgewater. Mm-hmm. I know her mother, Nancy. Nancy's the selectman board.
Yeah, I think it's Colleen Maloney, I believe, that's running.
Yep. And when she finishes, graduates from Stonehill this year, as a matter of fact, and congratulations to her. But I don't Oh, Kevin, I just don't want to say any names who I might have heard. If you heard it, I mean, I have, and I want to let them have the opportunity to say, you know, to announce on their own.
Okay.
I don't think it's my ability, my, what do you call it? I don't think I should be the one to do it.
Okay. I didn't know if you might have, you know, if there might have been discussions of who might have been potential.
I've called people before I put everything in motion a couple of weeks ago, and I told them that I wasn't running, and and there's two people that I believe are, and one of them was very excited about it. So,
would we see an endorsement from you for a particular candidate, or would you prefer to let the voters?
Not in a Democratic primary, no.
Okay.
But there probably will be a Democratic primary.
Okay. I know that you talked a little bit about liking the medical field and stuff like that. One of the things I believe that you've been working on is a ballot question or in regards to patient-nurse ratio in hospitals. Talk to me about that.
Mm-hmm. That actually is, I started that in 1998 when we all started to see that there was not enough staffing for all the patients that were in the hospitals. I know that it's something many people can, have heard and sort of understand now, which is the first thing you need to do when you try to pass a bill. However, we're working with the Mass Nurses Association and there was another one, and SEIU, on getting the hospitals to start to staff better and just not to hide nurses under there's so many ways they've been hiding whether they've got enough staff or not. When they hide them under certified nurse assistants, and everybody's wearing the same clothing, and you can't tell who is who. And we tried and tried, and once we actually had an actual compromise we were going to do with the Mass Hospital Association, which was one of our largest competitors opponents, and then they backed out of it, even though they had signed a form agreeing to this in front of Speaker DeMacy. They backed out of it. Mm. And then we finally decided, and the MNA has decided, that they're going to put it on the ballot. Basically, I don't want to, the ones who would know exactly what they're doing would be the MNA if anyone wanted to speak to them, but they are hoping to either do one of two things. That they've got the signatures. If it's not acted upon, they'll continue to pursue it through the legislature, but I believe they'll be able to get the other signatures, and it will go on the ballot this November, in which the general public will have the ability to say, yes, we want enough nurses on the floor to take care of sick people, or they'll vote, no, we don't care, you know, and so we'll see what happens with that. But I'm glad it's going to the ballot. If that's where it ends up, I'm glad it's going there. It's got to put the hospitals on notice that people just notice when they ring their bell, no one comes. Mm. And there's just not enough people.
Do you fear that if the bill passes and they have to put more staffing on, that could be reflective in the cost of medical health care?
No. First of all, the argument that there's not enough nurses is not true, because there are tons of nurses in Massachusetts, and there's plenty that would come back into the workforce if this was passed. They don't want to risk their license by taking care of people without enough backup, because the hospital would not be the one in liable. It would be the nurse that would be in trouble. Do I think it would hurt the hospitals? No.
Okay.
No. I think that... No, I don't. Not at all.
All right.
Not at all.
Let me ask you another question. I want to kind of direct your attention, because a couple of the topics that you had given me, they all seem medical in nature. All the Alzheimer's bills. What are you working on as far as trying to put together something in regards to Alzheimer's? What are you working on?
oh my gosh, there's so much on that. Here I am, a baby boomer. I'm not going to say whether you are or not, Kevin. And I know that we're all getting up there, and us baby boomers are adding a large surge of money for the medical costs of the United States. Of course, it will go away eventually. But in this process, there's a larger amount of people entering and receiving a diagnosis of Alzheimer's. And that's based upon, of course, the population. But sadly, a year ago August, this past August, my father died from the complications of Alzheimer's. And I learned through the process of him living with the disease and being in assisted living and being in a nursing home, the pieces that are missing, that are not caught, that should the maybe I wouldn't have noticed them if I wasn't a nurse, but those things that weren't caught that need to be taken care of. And one of them is they need to, much of the staff needs to understand at a better degree what Alzheimer's is, and not just that it's people that forget. They need to understand that along with this disease comes other side effects that are physical, such as they are very prone to UTIs and fevers. And to, I'll just go real quickly on this one. I didn't want to keep seeing Alzheimer's patients just routinely sent to an ER for a reason that is not necessary, that can be handled on site. And I didn't want to see Alzheimer's patients become more paranoid or confused or others because of what's happening. So I put these bills together, knowing it's a tough money year. I put them together that it would be assisted. They're separate bills. There's one larger bill that's more all-encompassing that I'm working with the Alzheimer's Association with. There's also two smaller bills. One is for nursing homes, and one is for assisted living, basically. And they state that according to the in-service that they give their staff every year or every quarter, that they would add 2 hours to it. And those 2 hours would be solely devoted to Alzheimer's and the side effects. And it would be in conjunction with the Alzheimer's Association so that staff would better know what can be done or what to look for or what not to do in certain situations. And I'm hoping that it will better the lives of people suffering with Alzheimer's. But I have to tell you, Kevin, that because it's a short money year, I didn't want to do something with money, which I could have done something there. But I am doing these bills. I sought out Representative Garrett Bradley from Cohasset and Hull and Hingham and asked and told him about it. And he is familiar with having a loved one with Alzheimer's. And
right.
He and I are doing this together, and we're getting very good response from people, good response from leadership, and it's moving very quickly through the system.
All right, so
it's my sincerest hope that is going to become law before I leave the legislature next January.
So you're hoping that it'll be vetted, go to committee, and it'll become a law, voted on and become a law. Hopefully, once it passes through the House and the Senate, you'll be all set by January.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah, actually before July.
Okay.
I'm hoping for.
Anything else that you want to, we have like a minute or two left. Anything else you want to just touch upon real quick and say?
I'm quite sure that I'll probably be remembered, if I remember, you'll probably be remembered as the nurse who did a lot of health care legislation. I did do a lot that was not health care related. For example, I authored, and it was my bill, even though it was trumped by someone and they tried to take it from me, but it was the move-over law, which you sometimes see in the billboards along the highway.
Mm-hmm, yep.
That is mine. There was two young men and a lady from my area who came to me for these two young men who were killed on 495. And we did the bill together, this relative of theirs. And my name is Crystal. And we got the most, the move-over law passed. And there were many other issues. And I'm very, very proud and will always be proud of the newborn hearing screening bill. Very proud of that.
Any thought? I got to ask you one final question. Yeah. If you can give me a quick response. I know that the city of Brockton has a new mayor, yeah, and that individual is talking about possibly negotiating an agreement with the folks who are looking to build a power plant in that city.
Yep.
What's your thought? I know that you and your legislative, you guys legislatively have done a lot to kind of protect the city. Give me your thoughts on that.
I have not changed my opinion or my viewpoint on whether or not the city, especially my side of the city, which is also Mayor Carpenter's side of the city, though, but, it's as to whether we deserve to have that plunked down in the middle of our ward and have it right near a school and an elderly complex and what have you. I know Bill Carpenter very well. He held the Ward 5 school committee seat, which I held. And he was helpful to me on my campaigns. And I wish that wasn't one of his platform pieces, but it is. And when you vote one person in, you get a complex amount of ideas and things that they wish to do. And while the mayor, I think, has many wonderful things, I don't think this is one of it. Sorry, Bill, I don't. And I'm hoping that we don't have to live with a power plant such as that.
If folks want to get... We've been speaking with State Representative Christine Canavan, who's kind enough to come on and talk with us. Anything you want to say in closing as we close out this segment, if folks want to get in touch with you?
Sure, they can still contact me from the State House, but because I have the opportunity to say this, I want to say thank you to everybody in the 10th Plymouth District and everybody within the city of Brockton and the town of West Bridgewater for these past 22 years. I've made so many fantastic friends, and I'll have them for life. And it's been an honor, and it will be an honor to do it for one more year.
There she is, State Representative Christine Canavan. She, of course, will be back on with us here on
Absolutely,
Monday Night Talk.
I hope so.
You will. We're going to step aside when we come back. More Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.